Masters of None.
Question. What is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? The booty.
If you're ready and you know it, clap your hands. If you're ready and you know it, clap your hands. If you're ready and you know it, don't be afraid, it's on. If you're ready and you know it, clap your hands. God damn it, hold on. I said hold on.
Masters of None Craft Radio, brought to you by Simply Syndicated, Gnoxon.com, Stuff for Guys, and Blue Point Beer. This week's show is Worst Rap Lyrics and Rapper Names of All Time, with special guest Chris Mocco from JustSnacksAndShit.com. And now, three guys that even Vanilla Ice laughs at. Here is Art, Jay, and Mike.
What's up, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me, of course, is Art.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hi.
And on the line with us, our special guest this week is Chris Mocco from the website snacksandshit.com. What's going on there, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
And our topic today is going to be, it's sort of a hip-hop doubleheader. You know, Art's been feeling so left out with some of the topics lately, and just begging us, when are we going to do some hip-hop stuff? Because, Chris, you may not be super familiar with us, but Art was the blackest white kid in Canada growing up.
I did not know that, no.
Yep. He couldn't even get Air Jordans. He would have to drive all the way down to Boston, to the inner city. Our double feature tonight, we're going to be talking about the worst rap lyric of all time and the worst rapper names of all time. Chris, Snacks and Shit is just fantastic, man. Tell everyone about the site.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, it was this thing that we started. One of my friends is Chris D'Elia, who's a comedian, and he and I have been friends since like we were about 10. And we used to just make fun of lyrics here and there. Like one night we were just going through, because we've always listened to rap, just like rattling off things off the top of our head. And then that was like when we were 10. It continued on when he went off to college and whatever. We would like just text each other or call each other, like talk about it. And then I had the idea a couple of years ago to document all this in a blog. We did a few, and then it's crazy. After we were up for like 3 weeks, it spread across the internet like things do. To be honest, we like post way less than we used to, and it's kind of sad, but it's also like it's just kind of like a fun thing now.
Right on.
We've kind of made like a little archive of stupid shit that rappers say, you know, and like it was just for fun to start out with, and it's always been for fun. And you know, I feel bad. So we get comments on our blog. People think we're like irresponsible because we started something and then like we don't even feel responsible enough to like keep doing it. Writers to like do stuff for us and keep it like a regular thing. Fuck you guys, you know? We started. It was just for fun anyway, so.
How dare you not make the internet your life?
Yeah.
Like, you owe it to your readers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they feel, yes.
I love the origin of the name of the site is awesome. It could be the most ridiculous lyric of all. Tell the folks what it's from. It's a Jay-Z quote, right?
Yeah, snacksandshit.com. Snacks and Shit comes from the line, no room service, just snacks and shit. And that is a Jay-Z line. In the song Hey Poppy, he's talking about having, I think he's talking about taking some bitches to like a hotel room, and he's like, yeah, you don't get to have room service. I don't know why he says the snacks and shit part, though, because, like, I don't get it. What, did he bring snacks? Like, I don't know.
He doesn't really need it to close the sale, basically,
right.
Is what you're saying.
It just seems like like, from what I understood was he's bringing a bitch to a hotel to fuck her, and then he's being...
Want some Cracker Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like being a baller and saying, no room service. Like, I'm not buying anything for you, but... Then he says just snacks and shit, which is weird because there's not just snacks in a hotel room unless you brought some,
right.
You know, so that, I don't know. Coincidentally, when we were 10, Chris and I, we were like laughing the hardest about that one.
You wipe yourself off, and by the way, have yourself a Capri Sun and an orange wedge if you'd like.
Yeah.
Like it's a fucking Little League game.
Yeah, it's funny to picture Jay-Z and some bitches in a hotel room with like some Fig Newtons or something, you know?
See, I picture that he is the playa because he's springing for, like, you know, the $10 Mike and Ike's in the mini bar. That's how I... You know, he's not going full class with the room service, but all right, you can have a bottle of water from the fridge, you know, the $5 right. bottle.
It's a fine line of being a baller and saying, I'll buy you everything, and then also being an asshole dude who says, I'll buy you nothing. You don't right. get nothing except for my dick, you know?
Which is the and shit, of course.
Right.
Just snacks and my dick. You have some gems that aren't even on the site yet that you're going to share with us tonight. Pulled a few from our own. I mean, I've DJed for a long time, so I've definitely have some tucked away in my memory. And then Mike, I think, actually did a little research and pulled a few.
I just came up with a couple that just off the top of my head, too, just from over the years.
All right. Who wants to go first? Mike, why don't you give us one of yours?
Okay. Just first of all, I'd like to say that this is going to be probably the whitest podcast ever about hip-hop and lyrics and anything of that
probably
that ilk. It's because I put from my head, I probably picked a lot of the more popular ones, more popular songs, where you guys may have dug a little deeper in the archives there. So yeah.
Or these all could be on Snacks and Shit and we just didn't know also.
Possibly.
I just have one quick question for you, Chris, though. I was sure. looking at the site, and I'm probably going to get Tupac in trouble, but how come he's not on that? I'm a big Tupac fan, so you thinking that Tupac has never had any bad lyrics?
Oh, wow. I can't believe that you noticed that. nobody has ever mentioned that before, and it's a thing that we've never talked about, but we won't do Tupac because he's my favorite rapper and it's Chris's favorite rapper.
Nice. I love you guys already.
Some East Coast, West Coast shit going on right now.
Not allowed to tell anybody that.
Inside information. Fucking love it.
All right.
Yeah. Chris, for the record, is calling us from LA. From Compton. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah.
Watts. Sure. He's from Watts.
Watts?
Yeah. Compton or La Cañada. Either one.
Yo, hit me up on an In-N-Out burger on Crenshaw, bro. I'll see you there. Here's my first lyric. It goes like this. I'm going to just read it. I'm not going to rhyme it because I'm terrible. Blessing like Buddha, Buddha as the bless. You can lay down on the lover, put your head on my chest.
What is that from?
LL Cool J, right?
Nope. Now that we found love, what are we going to do?
Right. Oh my gosh.
Wow, yeah. Now that, yeah, I got it. Out of context, it's so different, isn't it? So, and even just reading them,
yeah. Like,
this is the stupidest shit I've ever. Once you, when you read rap lyrics, it's like, wow, this is dumb. This is so, so dumb. But when they do it, it sounds, you know, it sounds cool.
Well, Jay, when we were talking about just internet sensations in a past episode, when you were talking about Rebecca Black, and you're like, all right, is this off of Rebecca Black's album or is it a rapper? And it was just hilarious. Like, you know, Ludacris, like, sounds like a damn fool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We did a comparison to from Rebecca Black's Friday and, you know, some other lyrics that of popular songs. And it's hard to tell the difference sometimes when you're just reading the lyrics. All right. What do you got, Art?
It's from Cassidy. My chickens be mind blowing.
What song is that from?
Take It.
I never heard of that one.
And the best thing is, while I was looking at the site, you have a couple of one-hit wonders with Cassidy. He actually took a hook from Jay-Z, I'm a Hustler. Like the song, but I think that was only one out of his two hits or whatever. So I was looking at your huge list of stuff. I'm like, all right, Cassidy's got to have some good shit on here. And it's just, when you have a rapper that's trying to make his name and he didn't have that many great hits, you know he's going to have some bad lines. So that's where I was going.
How lazy is that, by the way, where you don't, like, usually most people sample stuff off of, like, you know, George Clinton or funk stuff or whatever, or Marvin Gaye, or you have to sample something from another rapper? Isn't that, like, a second degree of laziness?
Yes and no. It depends on what, you know, what you're doing. Like, when the whole Nas and Jay-Z feud, there was a lot of shit going on, and they would always take a line or something from their song and try and make it better.
Ah, yes, the Nas-Jay-Z feud of 99. I remember it well. A lot of people lost. A lot of good men lost in that battle.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of rappers who have taken or borrowed from some really good songs from the 70s, sometimes even the 60s, and they sample that, and they've done such a good job or taken even really obscure stuff that people think that whatever beat that is that they used in their song, they think that that's the song.
Right.
So then they're in an elevator one day, and then they hear...
Like Forget Me Nots or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. and they'll think, oh, that's a Will Smith song. I can't believe they redid that.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously they're wrong and whatever. That's good research. And then you have what you were just talking about. Like, you're just redoing a song from 3 years ago, or you're like, that chorus was from Dr. Dre 10 years ago, and that's lazy.
Right.
It's like when rock bands break in, you know, they get their first single's a cover song. It's pretty much bullshit. Like, your whole career is based on you getting your foot in the door in a cover song.
Right, hence the careers of Alien Ant Farm and Orgy.
All right, I got one, and I actually love the song. It's just some of the stupidest fucking lyrics of all time. You know, you'll know it right off the bat. My name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I'd like to hump thee. So not only does he rhyme Humpty with umpty, which isn't a word and is basically the same thing, and then he gets all Shakespearean with it and says, yo, ladies, oh, how I'd like to hump thee, just to get the stupid rhyme in there. That's only about like a quarter of the way into the song.
But even in the song, he even says, I'll make a word up, right?
Yeah, I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like lupid.
Like lupus.
Isn't that from The Tempest? I'd like to hump thee.
Yes, I think it was.
The Tempest.
I thought it was Taming of the Shrew. The Humpty Hump.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Humpty Hump is one of those ones where every white person knows the words.
Yeah. I mean, and there's some gems in there.
Oh, there's some great gems.
But then there's some really bad stinkers.
I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Is that a lyric?
Yeah.
What is that from?
The Humpty Dance.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, shows how much I know.
You guys have some of the most random, like, deep cuts of all time on your site. You don't know the Humpty Dance? Come on, Chris.
No, I know that song. I just don't remember that.
Really?
I don't remember. Like, usually when somebody says Burger King in a song, I remember.
Chris is up, right?
Let's see. I'll share with you guys something that I have in my drafts here that I never posted. But this one.
Exclusive.
Yeah,
exclusive.
Totally exclusive. You can submit on our site and you can tell us like lyrics that you've heard, and then we'll vet them and make sure that they're there. To be honest, like, I think this lyric exists, but I don't even know if this counts, because I never actually have, I don't have proof of this, but it's so funny to me and it's just stayed in my drafts. So let's pretend that it is, and I'll share it with you anyway. But here's the lyric. It's got so much ice on my teeth, they should call me Icy Teeth.
Get out of here.
Is that Paul Wall?
It might not be real. The person that sent it in, they said it's Gorilla Zoe.
And, is that DJ Obvious?
Yeah, it's DJ Dumb Shit. It's so dumb. But anyway, I don't know if it's real. We've never been able to post it because we haven't actually heard it in a song. But I don't know if that counts. Maybe I should do another one.
That's fucking perfect.
We're all about fictional ones anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's
funny
great.
Is funny.
Right.
Go ahead. Why don't you hit us with another one, Chris?
I like this one because this is actually one of my favorite ones on Snacks and Shit. It was written by Chris D'Elia, not me, unfortunately. This is Bumpy Knuckles. I won't let you let him tell them that Bumpy ain't spitting that hardcore phlegm. And there's one thing that Chris wrote on this entry on Snacks that I thought was so funny. He writes, there's no reason to involve four or more people here.
Who is he exactly talking to or about? That's the best part.
Well, obviously he doesn't want anybody knowing that he's spitting that hardcore phlegm.
He was doing his best Ralph Cramden in that one. You know that I know that I know that you know.
Right. I really like that one for some reason.
Nice.
At least he's germ conscious, you know.
Like, yeah, he's sanitary.
Yes.
Hardcore phlegm, that definitely comes with a little bit of the smoker's cough, I believe.
Right.
Wow. All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, this one you're going to recognize almost immediately. And it goes like this. Wiki Wild Wild. Wiki Wiki Wild. Wiki Wild. Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West. Jim West. Desperado. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada.
Oh, nice. Little Will Smith.
Had to throw that in there. Yeah, I had to throw that in there only because it's got to be stated as the obvious. And talk about, we were talking about before, about like, you know, some classic songs being turned into rap songs and kind of being ruined, and you're just like, that is the perfect example of fucking a wonderful Stevie Wonder song that is just ruined.
Because bring it a while, bring it a while.
That fucking douchebag. Holy shit.
And no one can forget his gem from the Millennium.
Oh.
We're gonna party like it's 19. Hold up, it is.
Oh, God.
Awful. He had an album called The Millennium.
Yeah.
It's The Millennium. Hold up, The Millennium. If he says hold up in that song one more time, good Lord.
My favorite part was for Wild Wild West was, I think it was like the MTV Awards or some bullshit, where they did the song live and they brought Stevie Wonder on stage to sing the chorus. And then, but then once the song was over, like everybody got off stage and they just left Stevie on stage. You remember that?
I remember that.
You remember that? He was like, you just see him like kind of like moving his head back and forth, waiting for somebody to be near him, but nobody was fucking near him. That poor bastard. That poor genius bastard. Holy shit.
My favorite part of that song is how there's like one line in there where he says, and I may have this backwards or whatever, but I'm the quickest they is, I'm the slickest they is. Did I tell you I'm the quickest they is?
Yes, you did.
And it's like, yeah, you already mentioned that, and also you're so grammatically incorrect, so I'll see you later.
Will Smith.
You're not white enough to be Will Smith.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
All right, Art, what do you got?
All right, I don't know if this is on your site or not, but here we go. Rapping is my hobby. My house has a lobby. My bitches be acting snobby because I feed them thousands. I know that didn't rhyme, but I'm only being honest.
Wow.
What is that?
That was the most insecure rap lyric I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, sorry about that last one, fellas. I'm just saying what's on my mind. Sorry.
That was from Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is bad, dude. He has some horrendous lyrics. I can't believe he's as popular as he is. I swear to God.
Not only that,
can I just say this other one guy that he's got?
Yeah.
You think I'm fresh? Nigga, I'm ripe.
Wow.
Dude, what about this, though? I can't understand why people, how popular he is, but I can't understand how much people, like, revere him. Like,
yeah,
a lot of people, like, you know, they throw him up there with the best, and you're like, dude, this guy sucks. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Chris, do you have any explanation for that, like, as to why somebody like that is just as popular as he is?
We're talking about Lil Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he's got a certain something, and it's weird. I agree with you. It's weird. I get all Lil Wayne records. I love him. I love listening to him. Dude, I kind of equate listening to Lil Wayne kind of like watching 24. It's like, I know it's garbage, but I love it. I still like it. So it's like, so sue me, you know? It sounds like maybe you guys don't feel the same way, but I mean,
no, there are a couple of Lil Wayne songs that I'll enjoy, but another gem from him. Swagger tighter than a yeast infection, fly go hard than a geese erection.
Oh yeah, he says the weirdest and most absurd shit, no doubt. Just hands down, and he keeps it coming. It's like he knows that it's his thing to say unbelievably like nonsensical bullshit, and so that's why I think that keeps him going. He likes how much people are confounded by his lyrics.
This new album is just going to be, it's not going to make any sense whatsoever.
No.
What is it, the Carter 4 that's coming out in the summer?
The Carter 4, yeah. I downloaded a leak, and I think that it's not real, what I have.
Really? It's that out there?
Because it makes too much sense?
It's basically, like, the worst thing I've ever heard. And, and I think that, like, it's going to be a little bit better than this.
It's perfect when you know, you listen to something and you think to yourself, is this a real song? That can't be good.
It just sounds like underproduced and like awful, and everything about it is so bad that I think that there's no way this is the actual album. I mean, somebody, like, I don't know what people are doing on the internet. It's the internet, you know?
Right. It's the Wild Wild West.
Wicked Wild.
Wicked Wicked.
This one bugs me to no end. I just actually read something about it somewhere else. I don't remember where it was, but new song, hugely popular right now, Pitbull, and it's not even a lyric. It's just is the little stupid intro in the beginning where he comes on. He's like, "Me not working hard? Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak, and better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak." Did I mention? This song sponsored by Kodak.
You got product placement in a song?
I guess. I don't know. He says Kodak twice in three lines.
What?
Is the last one real?
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's like the preface of the song.
He says
the song even starts.
He says the song sponsored by Kodak.
No.
Oh, that gee, that's what I thought. I was like, Jesus.
That was the internet leak of the first version of the album.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, there's just product placement in these songs now. Nice. Yeah. I love that's like how Jay-Z works in his vodka into every one of his songs.
Yeah.
It's like the same type of thing. We're just kind of pushing that shit. Or anytime anybody mentions Cristal or Alizé, it's just all the product placement.
Yep. Cha-ching.
But to go with Kodak would be that's great. I would love to hear that, you know, how far this goes where just like rap just turns into NASCAR where they have million stickers, different like their gold chain just says like Dr. Pepper and shit.
I want to say Gucci Mane, but maybe it's wrong. Has a medallion and his medallion is Bart Simpson.
I've seen that.
Oh shit.
No, wait, wasn't that Bieber? Didn't Bieber just spend like 40 grand or 30 grand on the... Oh, no, that was Stewie. He bought a Stewie from Family Guy medallion that cost like 30 grand.
Oh, Bieber did.
Yeah, Justin Bieber did.
So, but anytime he's seen it, he's like taking a picture in public. Isn't that copyright infringement?
I don't know. I think they just have respect for the medallion.
Yeah, I think it is Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. Talk about a terrible fucking name. Jeez,
is it Mane or Mane? I think it's Mane.
Mane,
right?
Maybe.
I
believe it's Mane, guys.
Yeah.
That's like the most fancy lion of all time. Got me a Gucci Mane.
Oh my god, that is a ridiculous chain.
Oh, you got a picture of it?
Yeah.
Alright, we'll post that up in the show notes at mastersofnone.com. Chris, you're up. I love that he's got this huge collection to draw from that aren't even on the site. It's amazing.
And I still take the longest. I think that my themes that are my favorite on this site, and one of them is when there's just like that we've tagged posts with this one tag called kind of gay, and just like there are lines that are either kind of gay
from the kind of gay category, young, black and famous with money hanging out the anus. Anybody know that
this
one?
This is gross, you know?
That's kind of gay. Who was that?
It's kind of gay and also gross. It's Mace and Puff Daddy. Can't nobody hold me down.
Oh, yes. Mace stinks.
I love that rumor that Mace was a retarded kid, that P. Diddy took a bet from somebody that he could make him even a retarded kid famous, a famous rapper. Love that story.
All right, everybody get down. Syndrome. Here we go.
And the syndrome is with a dollar sign. That's his name.
It's S-I-N hyphen D-R-O-N-E. Syndrome.
All right, back to you, Chris.
Yeah, kind of gay. It's my favorite rap kind of lyric. And this is a recent post that I posted. It's by Mystical, and he says, "I make your tightest, hardest rapper brush his teeth with my dick."
Wow.
And if that's not gay, then I don't know what is.
That's like hardcore gay.
The logistics of that alone, mind-boggling. Where, okay, do you put the toothpaste on the shaft? Like, does it go from the balls to the head? And you thrust your hips back and forth to go around the teeth? Or do you actually have him hold the base of the shaft and shook it like a fucking toothbrush? Where
it goes...
Yeah, it's just
like
my hips back and forth.
It's just weird to say that to some, like, another guy, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely kind of gay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of gay, all right.
There's the gay stuff in rap, which is my favorite thing. But the other thing is like how often rappers are talking about like shitting or farting or like having diarrhea flow or whatever on you. And like, it's just weird and gross and like ill-mannered and
also kind of gay. if you think about it.
And like, in a way, kind of gay, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about, like, shitting on another dude's chest, but, right. which I haven't come across yet. I don't know if you guys have.
It's not that I can think of offhand.
It's no DJ Pasadena Mudslide. Yeah, I'm on that.
Right,
it's the Compton Steamer.
But like, and one dude who always does it a lot is E40. One of our really early posts was.
It's a great show on ESPN, by the way. E40. Oh, that's E60. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, early on there was one of the. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's air the club out like a motherfucker farted. That's gross. Gross. Shouldn't say that. And then one of the more recent ones by the same guy, E40, is constantly farting, but I'm really supposed to be shitting on fools. That's fine.
Wow. Wow. That's a rapper that 8-year-olds can laugh at. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's down with fart jokes.
He said fart.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, this one I would throw into the douche chill category, where you just listen to it and you go, oh, man, that was fucking corny as shit. And this
here
is...
you go again, talking about shit.
I know, my bad. Kinda gay. This is also kind of an intro, as Jay's song was before, and it goes like this. Question, what is it that everybody has and some pirates and thieves try to take? Da booty.
Oh my god. Is that a bazooka gum joke?
Seriously.
And that's from one of my favorite groups, and that's from Tribe Called Quest.
Is it really? What song?
On the Love Movement. Da booty is the name of the song. It's on the Love Movement. It's actually a pretty good album. That's kind of douche chilly, where you're just kind of like, oh, really? That's how they start the song. Broken. Seriously.
That is horrible. All right, what do you got?
All right, Chris, you have a lot of cool Keith's, some of his worst stuff up there, but you don't have this one. I'll see you at 6 with a haircut like Scottie Pippen.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Cool. I love Cool Keith, dude. He was on the Warped Tour when I worked on it that one summer, and he is legitimately insane. Just completely insane. He would walk around with like Daisy Duke shorts and like brown snakeskin cowboy boots. It's fucking out of his mind, dude.
Weird.
Out of his mind.
Weirdo.
And some gems you have on your site, Chris, are I get on stage, I throw lettuce and cabbage, and then I watch your mailbox like Vietnam guerrilla warfare. And the other one is, you say you're selling furniture, I don't believe you. You say you're working construction, I don't believe you.
That's it.
Yeah, you can count on him to just say just stream of conscious bullshit. What is he saying? Like, what does that mean?
So you at 6 with a haircut like Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen doesn't even have like a known or really all that unique haircut, does he? It's just like a
fade.
He used to the fade, and he had the little afro puff.
And he wasn't number 6 at all. He was like 33, nope. Wasn't he?
Yeah, so he was 33.
Doesn't make any sense at all. All
right.
Weird. All right, here's my next. This is going old school, and from one of the first concerts I ever saw. The line is, I don't beg because I'm not a begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia.
Before you say who that is, my question is, which part of that line was for the other part? Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh man, I gotta throw in begonia in there, but what rhymes with begonia? Or yeah, you have to throw in, oh, I gotta throw pneumonia in there, but what rhymes with pneumonia?
Yeah. Which was the lesser one that they thought needed to get in there to make the other one possible?
Right.
It's a great point.
It's just definitely two things you shouldn't be rapping about.
Right. That is, anybody want to guess?
No, I don't get it.
That's a nice and smooth Hip Hop Junkies.
Nice and smooth as fuck it.
Partridge Family sample. I guess that makes sense. A stupid rhyme like that in a part with a Partridge Family sample.
True. Holy shit.
Nice and smooth. All right, Chris, you're up.
We haven't talked about Kanye West yet.
We haven't.
he's always good for quite a bit of shit. And he's gotten a lot of shit for being who he is, I think, over the past few years. And I will say that, like, I like his last album, like, that came out. I think it transitioned him from a guy that I completely don't like to a guy that I like so much that I'll defend, which is weird. I, like, that's never happened. Actually, I don't know why I'm being so nice. It's Kanye. in that song Brand New, he says, "Get off my brand new dick." And
but he has a baby dick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently,
yeah, his baby know. His baby dick fell off. This is his actual dick.
I don't know what it means to say that as an adult. Like, if you're an adult and you're gonna say my brand new dick, I don't know what that means.
His lease ran out in the old one.
Right, he bought a new one.
Right,
maybe he's got a big like diamond encrusted dick medallion.
He's got rims.
Call me. No, I know. He added a big diamond-encrusted dick to the Jesus medallion.
Oh, possibly.
That's what it is.
He put some rims on his balls. They spinning.
Yeah, actually, I didn't think of it like that. He actually could have, like, you know, he could have a big dick chair in his living room or something.
Oh, dick chair. Gotta get me maybe one of those.
Maybe with all his money, he bought a white guy named Dick. Who, like, just follows him around, runs errands for him.
And then sometimes people sit on him.
Yeah, maybe he's a midget. Maybe he doesn't have that much money anymore. Last album didn't do that great. He used to have a big white bodyguard. Now he's got a little midget named Dick. Kanye is always good, too, for the non-rhyming lines.
That, oh, yeah.
Angers the shit out of me, and there are a couple of them in the past like 5 years, but I can't think of any specific ones. But just blatant non-rhyming or repeating the same word rhymes, which I fucking, it's so lazy.
That's so Fred Durst of you.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
All right, Mike, get last one.
Okay, this one, it really isn't a specific lyric, but it comes up a lot, and that is anytime anyone spells their name in the lyric, and I'm looking directly at you, Snoop Dogg, where you have to, every fucking time, you have to say D-O-double-G. It's like, dude,
D-O-double-G.
We get it. We fucking get it. He says it in every goddamn song. And like,
it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow.
I think that's just a lazy fucking way of getting through like 15 to 20 seconds of your song, to have to spell out your name and then have, okay, all right, my last letter is this, so I have to rhyme something with that last letter, then I'm good for, yeah, like 20 seconds. So
yeah, you know, when he's doing that, he's just thinking of what he's gonna say in 15 seconds.
Right, exactly. It's that's stalling. That's what that is.
Instead of balling,
double G.
Stalling. All right, for me, Lil Wayne. I'm gonna close out with him. I've been picking on Lil Wayne this whole time, but. And when I was 5, my favorite movie was Gremlins. Ain't got shit to do with this, but I thought I would mention.
That's fucking terrible. That is the worst goddamn lyric I've ever heard.
That's worse than the other guy apologizing for not rhyming.
That's DJ ADD, where he's like, he's talking about one thing, and he's like, oh, look, a squirrel. And he fucking runs away.
Squirrel!
My last one, this is from a remix.
Remix!
Remix.
From the Usher You Don't Have to Call remix, where he threw Ludacris on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the best and worst rhymes ever. Like, one of the best remix appearances, I think, of all time. And I honestly don't know if I love them or hate them, but they're ridiculous either way. In the first verse, he has a line that says he plans to get head straight up like Alfalfa.
I don't get it.
Like Alfalfa from the Little Rascals. He plans to get head straight up like Alfalfa.
Okay.
Alfalfa wasn't known for his head, you know?
No. Right, it was his hair.
Right.
And how many rappers are watching Little Rascals, by the
right,
way?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Like, way to make a 90-year-old reference, Lucius.
It's the way to stay current. For kids.
Then he starts off this next verse. The whole verse is awesome. He starts off making a nice Eddie Murphy buckwheat reference. He had another Little Rascals reference. Two in one fucking song.
He was watching a marathon the night before and just wrote down some shit. And he was like, fuck it.
I need to come up with a line for Spanky.
Yeah, right. He says, damn, what's with all the long faces? And he goes, you're wookin' panub and all the wong paces. which is funny. Yet another Little Rascals reference. I don't get that. Then he goes, let's hit the clubs and girls will take their shirt off. If not for me, for the raspberry Smirnoff. And then me and Usher can knock them all. Usher. Then we up and disappear like socks in drawers.
Draws.
Yeah. Is it draws or drawers? Because draws doesn't make sense.
Well, it's drawers, but he's trying to like.
Yeah. For the southern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But it should be more like socks and dryers. Is that what he's trying to say? Because that's when your socks disappear, right?
Do they? I don't.
Nice.
Like socks and dryers. Come to my concert, and you'll get half off if you bring the flyer.
Got two more. Yeah, I graduated at the top of the class, and yeah, I'll strap a harness to the top of your ass. and the last one is, yo, I'm going to get mine and move slow, so drink some prune juice and let the shit go.
Go.
I thought it was flow, but it says go here.
I thought it was flow, too.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
More shit references.
So, yeah. I do love Ludacris, though. I got to say that. But that whole, wow, just wow.
Check out the oil my Cadillac spills.
Right.
Love that fucking song.
Last one to you, Chris.
One of my favorites of all time is LL Cool J. Not as contemporary, but he has this song. He says, in Hollis to Hollywood, he says, when I do my thing, my balls is hairy like the Lion King. It's just like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean your thing?
That is amazing.
Wow.
My balls are hairy like the Lion King.
So he's admitting to not trimming his ball hair. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's only when he does his thing, though.
Only when he does his thing.
Right.
After that, he's free to bick whatever he wants.
When he does his thing, his balls grow a Gucci mane. Like the Lion King.
Right.
Wow.
That's a great one. I think Art's Lil Wayne one is the worst, though.
The Gremlins.
The Gremlins. The Gremlins one. I think that's the fucking worst one I've ever heard. Holy shit.
Yeah. Do we want to vote on a worst one or just move on?
I think we just move on. I think it's...
Yeah.
No contest.
I don't even remember.
I'm dumbfounded. Yeah. My mind is... It just got shot in a drive-by. It feels like. All right. Let's move to our second half here. This is the worst rap names of all time. And there are some doozies out there. And all the cliches, I'm sure we'll get to, that rappers love to throw in their names.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a whole bunch here. You guys have tons of them or what?
I just got two.
You got two?
Yeah.
All right.
I have four.
You have four? Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you do yours, Mike?
All right. The two that I have are Da Bush Babies and 69 Boys.
Yeah.
Also gay.
Also gay. Very.
Yeah, 69 Boys. They probably didn't think that through when they decided to go with that.
No.
Or not gay, but just like, well, I guess gay, but kind of pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not 69 men. 69
Boys. I like the 69 Boys.
Right.
Right. Unless there are actually 69 boys in the group, then it would make sense.
True.
Which would also be weird.
That's true. Based like some sort of choir, gospel choir situation.
Although they do spell it with a Z, so that's how you know they're serious.
That's true. So. Got to have a Z. You always have to have the dollar sign instead of the S.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Art, what do you got?
Chris, you got four, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you go, then I'll go after you.
Okay, let's see. Annals Barkley is... What is that? That's so weird. When I first heard that, I that it was a joke, and I mean, maybe it's not completely like just rap, like cause it's also R&B or whatever, but not as Barkley.
His first choice was Fakim Olajuwon, so I don't know.
I thought they were going to go with Dykel Boredom.
It's just such a weird idea. The name of our group is going to be Gnarls Barkley.
Right. If they would have kept the name, they could have. They definitely could have shared a concert venue with Mookie Blaylock. What did Pearl Jam want to call themselves? Was it Mookie Blaylock or Mookie Wilson or?
I don't know. I think it was Phil Rizzuto.
Fuck. All right, I'm going to look that up. They could have doubled with them. It would have been perfect. That joke was lost.
Oh, but it had more logic than the Lil Wayne line.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody take the e-brake off. I smell burning. What's another one, Chris?
Another one of mine is Devin the Dude. Is a guy who's on Snacks and Shit a couple times. Devin the Dude. That's like he didn't even try.
Is that Jeff Bridges' alter ego?
Yeah. Who has like some of the funniest fucking lyrics ever, by the way. Like, the song Broccoli and Cheese is, I mean, you just die. Like, I know we're already done with this segment, but, I mean, he says, like, the whole song is about how his dick is so clean that you could have it with a meal. Like, you could eat it with a meal. And he says, like, this dick is so clean, you could have it with your broccoli and cheese. That's what that song is about.
Wow. And then you can, like,
that's Devin the Dude.
Then you can brush your teeth with it.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth with his dick.
Yep.
Take a picture of my nuts so you can see what's missing.
Who is this guy? Is he like a comedy type guy or?
No, he's like a little bit more low rent.
Right. White guy or black guy? It's got to be a white guy.
No, he's a black dude.
Really?
He's like one of those rappers who's like basically homeless. Like, he's sold records too, so you know, people know about Devin the Dude.
Right. It's news to me. I gotta look into that. All right, here, let me throw a couple out. Here's the ABCs that I found. Mine are kind of alphabetical. You got Big Lurch.
Okay.
Okay, guess, I don't know, maybe the dude looked like Lurch from the Addams Family. There's a guy named Bink.
Oh, yeah.
just Bink.
That was Doink's partner in WrestleMania.
I was going to say, it sounded like a Super Mario villain.
It sounds like a Batman sound effect.
Yeah. The Joker taps on his head with his cane. I think C-Murder. Didn't he get murdered or did he murder somebody? I think he got murdered, didn't he?
I think he got murdered.
Yeah.
So, C? Murder.
Well done. I think the guy who shot him said that. he killed him just for the catchphrase.
Yeah.
From the Black Eyed Peas, Apple Dapp, APL.DE.AP. What the fuck is that?
That reminds me of fucking Chris Lilley, this new show that he has on that's coming on HBO. His name is S.Mouse. Smouse. And he goes, that's very groundbreaking because I'm the first one to use punctuation and shit.
But yeah, Apple the app. Okay.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
That's how I say it.
Yeah, that's how they say it, especially if you listen to the songs. Yeah. Yep.
Is he sponsored by Apple Apps?
Was he created by Steve Jobs?
Possibly.
One of Art's favorites, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Bum, 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 bum.
Ouija, are you with me? Mo murder, mo murder, mo murder. Dear Mr. Ouija, could you please tell me my future? Will I die a bloody murder? A bloody murder. Come again.
Damn, dude, he had that prepared. Yeah. Shit.
I told you, blackest kid in Canada.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, Chris, you got a couple more.
You can't not talk about the worst rap names and not mention 50 Cent. Just a couple things. Like, obviously, if that's going to be your name, make it 50 Cent. Okay, but then if it's 50 cents, like, it's just not a lot of money.
True.
Oh, come on, man. I love that name, like a fat man loves cake. Or fat kid.
Fat kid loves cake.
Did you say a white man? It's just a weird name for, like, an artist. 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's being generous, I think, throwing that word around.
Weird. Oh, yes. Artist.
Yeah, it is when you think about it. And then I heard, doesn't he have, like, a nephew or something who's, like, 25 Cent or some shit?
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read that.
Oh, copper nickel.
A hey penny.
Yeah.
Hey penny. I mean, it's just 50 Cent. He's now so entrenched in, I don't know, society, or, you know, we've said 50 Cent so much that it doesn't sound dumb. But you must remember how dumb that is.
Mm. Yo, this is my cousin, Buffalo Nickel.
Because he's got three legs.
Nice.
That was good.
Art making fucking coin collecting jokes.
Fantastic. That's fucking rare as shit, bro.
What, the coin or my joke?
Both.
Yeah, both. That's a banner day for Art.
Oh, man.
I knew he would shine on this episode.
Tap out right there, dude. Tap out right there. That's fucking perfect.
All right, save your last one, Chris. I got a bunch more here. Got to look at Shaolin and Inspector Deck.
Mm-hmm.
And, Inspector Deck.
Yeah. And Raekwon the Chef. I don't understand either one of those.
You just add a little cream freeze and you're all good.
Was he literally a chef? Like, why is... I don't understand. Is he mixing up the lyrics and the rhymes and the beats?
Cooking up
mixing
the beats.
Yo. Making a hip-hop stew or bouillabaisse or something.
Yo, I got this broth boiling, yo.
Go with your broccoli and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Would they send him to the store for, like, chips? I don't know.
For snacks and shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Break on the chef, dude. It's true. That's weird to call yourself that.
Do you think it was like a spelling error where he wanted to call himself the chief, but he just didn't know how to spell it?
Maybe. That's never stopped rappers from just saying so and so and it's spelled this way and whatever.
Right.
I don't care what the real thing is.
Great googly moogly.
What am I saying?
Yeah, Inspector. That's with an A-H at the end, right?
Sure.
So you spell Inspector.
Sure.
Show.
Yeah.
Here's a few more good ones before we get to Chris's last one. There's someone out there called Currency, spelled C-U-R-R-E-N dollar sign Y.
Oh.
See what he did there?
Oh.
Yeah.
There's somebody named Droop-E. Droopy.
The Currency one would have been better if it was the sense sign as the C, because that would be at least a little bit better spelling.
Yeah, kind of. See, he was probably like, I gotta be cents, I gotta be dollars, yo.
Yo.
And then 50 Cent blew by him.
Make
became
it
rich and famous.
Right.
What about Chingy, a.k.a. Ching-a-ling?
Mm.
Sounds like Pokemon. You got Swollen Members.
Really?
Yeah. Hot Rod.
And
Nutrageous. The Teabag Boys with a Z.
All gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Cheeks. Crunchy Black.
Definitely gay, gay, and gay. Yep.
Skinhead Rob. Don't know where he was going for there.
Skin Flute Rob. Gay.
No, Skinhead Rob.
I heard what you said.
All right, cool. Titty Boy.
Gay.
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy.
Sticky Fingers.
Fat.
Yak Balls.
Gay. Gay. Yak Balls.
Uncle Murda.
Nice.
Nigarachi?
No. Now yes. you're just making this up.
No, I swear to God. Check it out. Dreddy Krueger. Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, I got that one. With two dollar signs.
Nipsey Hussle.
H-U, dollar sign, L-E.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Bird Lady. Oh. O.J. the Juice Man.
Yeah. Huh? It's Dodd Juice Man. Get it right.
All right. Magoo from Timberland Magoo. Tum Tum.
Oh my goo.
And then Flo Rida. Where are you from?
You think Magoo would walk around Timbaland's studio banging into all the equipment?
Oh, and last one, Spanky Loco.
Nice.
Magoo is definitely the Oats of the fucking rap world.
Yeah.
By the way,
he's Timbaland's Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta find some Magoo rhymes because they are just so bad.
I bet.
Especially be like love to love ya. Oh man.
Yeah.
The bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word.
Yeesh.
I feel like he made up half of those.
You think?
Who? Magoo?
No.
Like oh, Art.
Name. I think it was Art.
I don't make shit up. I spit real shit, Mo.
Here's some more that are totally as real as Art's. Young Lil Big.
I'm confused.
That's his name. That's his name. Young Lil Big.
No.
Is he old or is he new?
He's medium.
He's old? So he's an old Young Lil Big?
Medium Z. That's another one.
Oh, okay.
It's another guy. blank checks. CHEXXX.
Perfect.
Killer Reanimator.
What do rappers have against the letter R?
They're from Massachusetts.
Yeah. What the fuck?
How about DJ Mr. 3?
I don't get it.
That's another DJ.
Is he mystery and he's just using the 3 as a like a backwards E or whatever?
No, it's the Roman numeral 3.
And a lot of these sound like fucking...
There's an Esquire at the end, too. DJ Mr. 3 Esquire.
DMD. A lot of these fucking names sound like Xbox gamer tags.
Yeah.
I just made all those up, by the way.
Oh, nice.
That's not true.
It is totally true. All right, wow. It's not true. I made them up a little while ago.
Actually, that's a name that we came up with a little while ago.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Zing.
Little while ago.
Chris, you got one more?
Yeah, I met this guy and he was so nice to me and I can't not mention how much his name is terrible, but it's Chameleonaire.
Oh,
yeah. Because he's a chameleon and he's also a millionaire. So, but I'd also like to point out that I think that there's definitely going to be a rapper named Filet Mignon within the next 3 years. And there's still not one. And I think I claimed this like 2 years ago and I said within 5 years. And so it's still not there. I want that to happen. I'm putting it out there. Just so you guys know, I said it here. The only other place I said it was on my Twitter. And
I think you just wrapped that all thing.
Yeah. It'll be spelled F-I-L-A-Y. Filet.
Filet.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It could be a girl. It could be a chick.
Yeah.
I could be like Philly. Like she's a Philly.
And it's also spelled minion, so it looks like it's a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like Filet Minion, but you have to say it.
M-I-N-O-N.
Right. Nice. I like it. Here we go.
We're perfect. Totally onto something here.
That's going to be Art's DJ name. Fuck it.
I'm Graffiti, yo.
Oh, my bad. Why is that again? Why are you Graffiti again?
Whoa. That was my nickname in Canada.
Yeah, what was the reason behind that, though? There was a joke behind it. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I gave it to him. Joke. I can't remember.
Yeah, shit. Fuck. All right.
Here's some more, though. Gangsta. That's G-A-N-X-S-T-A.
Again.
Nip. Hey. Nip. Gangsta Nip.
Like nipple?
That's racist.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's racist and offensive for sure.
Is it an Asian rapper?
No, it's actually a rapping nipple. It kills people.
All right.
No, that's a real one, though. I don't know what that means. I don't think it's a Japanese dude.
He has to be Asian.
Has to be.
Somebody look that up.
And that's not me being racist. That's, you know, him.
Who's
definitely Asian.
Don't apologize.
Right, just like Chingy. Like Chingy, of course, is Asian too.
Right.
Here's one that I don't know why he got away with calling himself this, because he's Dr. Dre's son. His Dr. Dre's son goes by the name Hood Surgeon.
Isn't that what happens at a bris?
Yes, it's Moyle Young. Dr. Dre's son's name.
Closer.
Wait, I got so many more.
Gangsta Nip. Gangsta Nap. Nip. Nap. Gangsta Nap. That's a good one.
That's when you sleep with six guns.
It is a gangster nap. Yo, I'm put my feet up, take myself a gangster nap. Gangster Nip is in fact black. He is not an Asian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Racist. There's someone called Joker the Bail Bondsman.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. I wouldn't hire Joker the Bail Bondsman. He comes down to the local precinct. He's like, yo, I got the money to get you out. Psych! He walks out.
Yeah, that's
I hate
not,
you, Joker the Bail Bondsman.
That's not good as a Bail Bondsman or as a Joker.
Right. It's not a good joke, and it's not getting you out of jail.
Sounds like a character on the Andy Griffith Show. Way to go with a 40-year-old reference there, Mike.
Yeah. What are you, fucking ludicrous? Good one, Spanky. The Goody Mob.
The Goody Mob. That's something you order at the movie theater with your popcorn. You let me get a medium popcorn, a Diet Coke, and a pack of Goody Mobs.
A name almost as shitty as their appearance in the movie Mystery Men.
They were in Mystery Men?
Inexplicable. Yeah. They were like one of the bad guy groups.
Oh, that's right.
Casanova Frankenstein.
They were the Goody Mob and the not so Goody Mob.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Ridiculous.
How come you guys all know this stuff?
Because we are losers.
Yep.
That's all we do.
Guys, I got no friends.
There's someone called Lil White, W-Y-T-E.
Of course.
Who I think is black, as far as I know.
Sure.
Someone called Mantronix, and that's an X at the end.
That's definitely a He-Man guy.
He-Man villain.
Yeah. I think Lil White is on Snacks and Shit.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah, I think he. I think so. I think
With
I did.
Name like that, he should be.
He's white.
Is he?
I think he's white.
Or is he just a little white?
He's a little bit white.
This British girl rapper chick. It's not Ms. Dynamite. I guess you pronounce it Ms. Dynamite or Mighty or something like this. You guys know her?
Shut up.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God.
Oh, God.
She's out there. And no name is more intimidating than Papoose.
Oh, yeah.
Papoose.
Yeah, hi, Papoose.
You're named after a bundled infant.
He gets swaddled.
Yes. Swaddles you with his lyrics. This one always bugs me because I feel like there should be an N in his name, but it's apparently Ron Browse instead of Browns. Ron Browse. B-R-O-W-Z.
Okay.
Ron just, Browse?
Ron Browse, right?
Is that Ron Browse.
Yeah.
Ron.
It just sounds like you're saying his name wrong. Browse.
Right. He sounds like an English teacher.
Right.
His name's Ron. I mean,
Ron
Burgundy.
Excuse me, Ronald. Ronald Browns. Could you come to the office, please?
Alexander P. Browse. Roscoe P. Coldchain. You guys know.
Oh, shit. Oh my God, that's kind of very funny. You know what I mean? That's great. There's another 40-year-old reference. Jesus.
Yeah. He feuds with the Duke Boys, B-O-Y-Z.
That's fucking great.
Like a boss hog. Sauce Money?
Nope.
Yep.
Not Sauce a good, Money. Not a good.
There's another intimidating one. Tony Sunshine.
Rainbows, candy canes, and...
There is, in fact, a rapper named Wally Sparks. No, you cannot meet him.
Oh, boo. Got it.
Why you would go with that, I don't know.
You should call yourself Ladybugs with a Z at the end.
Ladybugs Posse.
Tragedy Gaddafi.
Oh, my God.
Is the name.
I don't get that one.
There's Yuck Mouth.
That's what happens when a rapper shits in somebody's mouth.
Brushes his teeth with his dick.
Yep. With Yuck Mouth.
Callbacks. Hello, galore.
Two more. Waka Flocka Flame. When I first heard this, I thought I was having a stroke when a kid requested Waka Flocka Flame. I was like, oh my God, somebody call an ambulance. I'm dying. What did you say? Waka Flocka Flame. Like, oh God, I'm dying.
I think Chris just had a stroke.
You still with us, Chris?
I'm not here anymore.
Check this out, though. This is how they got their name, Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh.
The name Waka, and it's a guy, by the way. The name Waka was given to him by his cousin. Anybody want to take a guess on where they got the Waka from?
Fozzie Bear?
Fucking Fozzie Bear.
Nice.
Because he looks like Fozzie, or...
Don't know.
Because... Maybe
tell shitty jokes.
It's not clear. And Flocka Flame was given to him by our favorite rapper, Gucci Mane. That's all I got.
All right. Way to go, dude.
Well, congrats to him.
Seriously.
Like, it really is the shittiest. That is so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe he lit a flock of Lil Wayne's geese on fire. I thought it was funny.
Geese records.
All right. And my last one, and this could be the worst. Pharaoh Munch. PharaohaeMonch.
Yep, that's real.
Pharaoh Munch.
Yeah, Pharaoh Munch. And you want to know how he got his name?
Please.
The Munch comes from the Munchichi toy. The monkey doll with the thumb that you stick in its mouth.
That's racist.
You guys remember?
I know this song. I'm just not singing it.
Come on.
The Munchichi.
Munchichi, wee chichi, Munchichi.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Love that song. He sampled that, I think, in his demo tape. After receiving a bad haircut, it left Munch looking like a chimpanzee. Girls in his class began calling him Munchichi.
Great,
dude.
And then what happened?
He adopted the Pharaoh prefix after meeting future Organized Confusion partner Prince Poe, P-O, who apparently, I don't know, he was trying to be Prince Poor, spelled that wrong, and then they just went with the wrong spelling of the word Pharaoh as well. So essentially, he's the King Munchichi, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Nice.
King Munchichi.
And then he found $5. That's fucking terrible.
That, I think, is the worst name of all time.
That is pretty bad. Yeah.
And it's spelled wrong. So, there you go.
All right, great. Well, way to... fucking... And then on an upbeat. Yes! All right, you got one more? We got one more zinger? You gotta go...
I'm done, man.
Okay, dude. Appreciate it.
I don't think so. I'm all cashed out.
Seriously.
Don't worry. I'll edit in that funny one from before and put it on the end.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay, so we'll all laugh out. Oh, that was a great one.
Ha 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 ha. He he he.
All right. That does it for another episode of Masters. And I want to thank our special guest, Chris Munch, was it? Muncho? How do you say that?
Just call me Pharaoh Mako.
Pharaoh Mako.
Marco Pharaoh. Marco Pharaoh.
Chris Mako from snacksandshit.com. Everybody check it out, man. It's a fucking hilarious website. You can literally spend hours just scrolling back through the 546 ridiculous hip-hop quotes. You got anything else you want to plug, man? You're on Twitter, right? Chris Mako, spelled macho.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, yeah.
Don't sound so excited, man.
I don't know how to plug myself.
That's kind of gay, actually.
Yeah, you don't want to.
That's what I get for making fun of people saying accidental gay things. Thanks for having me, guys.
It's a lot of fun. And Snacks and Shit's on Facebook, too, so go over there and like that. And anything else you want to plug? You do some writing out there in LA? Any other blogs or anything you do?
No, I have my, I have Snacks and Shit. I have my Twitter. And then I have some weird side things, but definitely not things that people should know about if I'm a Snacks and Shit guy that they know.
There you go.
Right on.
I hear you. So,
the worst self-promoter ever.
Yeah, we keep this between us. I don't want to lose my teaching job.
Nice.
I just do this. I'm a web designer, so pretty exciting.
I know.
I'm on Twitter and I'm on fucking Snacks and Shit.
Go to them.
Great.
Everyone. Awesome, Chris. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll see you later.
All right, we'll talk to you next week on Massive None. I'm Jay for Mike, Art, and Chris.
See you.
Bye. Peace.
For more of Masters of None, go to our website at mastersofnone.com and follow us on Twitter and friend us on Facebook, Masters of None.
stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me.
And when I was trying, my favorite movie was The Gremlins. Ain't got shit to do with this, but I just thought that I should make.